BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What did J.J. Barea get a player of the week? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on me. Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Duke. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The Doo-Doo Browns. Get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host. I am too legit. To my left is
Big Shot Bob.
And of course, I am Rocky, one of the hosts of the BSS Carolinas, Rule of Three, whatever. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with the Attitude Broadcasting Company.
The new ABC.
The best ABC.
Correct.
The brokest ABC.
The brokest ABC.
Yeah, we're the brokest.
You can use whatever B you want.
If Cody Zeller wants to donate and be a sponsor of the show, which he is.
He is an unofficial sponsor of BSS Carolinas. Way to go, Cody Zeller.
Yeah.
Mr. Serviceable Player himself.
Yeah. Serviceable players in the NFL. There you go.
Got to have them.
Yeah, we'll do that one week. We got a good show for you today. First, we're going to do a true or false. Then we got some college football news and then a little bit of NBA. We're going to do a top five. Top five number one players in any sport.
Number football, one is baseball. In jerseys.
Jerseys. People that wore number one, Tracy McGrady, guys like that. Anybody wore number one. We'll start doing that every week. I guess we'll go back to zero next week and then go on.
You ain't going
to
start with double zero? You got no double zeros on you?
There's only a couple. No, Robert Parrish.
Ain't playing. I don't know nothing about hockey.
Robert Parrish. There's not a lot of
double zeros.
We'll have to do zero. Gilbert Arenas. Zero.
Age is zero. He was the man.
Yeah, we'll have to go into that.
He packing them heat.
He was bringing that heat for real. He was a bullet for real, wasn't it?
That's for sure. But first, we're going to do breakdown, true or false.
True or false.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
True or false.
By the way, I just want to say, this is like my favorite segment of the week.
I know this. We got to make sure I try to do it for you.
I love it. I don't know why. I just love it.
All right. First, and remember, true or false, not maybe, not a push. It's true or false.
You going to say push on the show, for me?
You always try to do it. Yeah, every game, you remind me of my wife trying to do these game shows here.
Some answers deserve a push.
No. Is it a true or false?
The world is black or white, right, man.
It's no gray.
It's all a lot of gray area.
There's no gray.
That's real true.
Dolphins will not make the playoffs without Ryan Tannehill.
True.
False. Matt Moore. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not. I can't even say that straight face. True, dude. They ain't making the
Unless
playoffs.
Unless Jay Ajayi just goes crazy.
Right. Oh, actually Jarvis Landry, I think. If Jarvis Landry
Matt Moore's got to find a way to throw the ball.
I know. Browns will win more games than the 49ers the rest of the season.
False. They're both going to win zero.
True, because I got a feeling the Browns are going to beat the Bills this week.
I think it's possible. I really do. I'm not picking them, but I think they could.
Pick them.
I'm done picking the Browns.
I picked them four times.
I picked them twice. They played the Jets. They lost. And they lost to the Bengals, who they should have beat again. I'm not picking the Browns anymore. I will say true because I think they will win a game, but I'm not betting money on it. Titans will win the AFC South.
Wow.
I really need to see their schedules.
Hold on a second. I'll tell you.
I think it's false, man. For some odd reason, the worst quarterback ever, his team finds a way to win games for his ass.
They have a tougher schedule than Houston. I do know that. They play their Kansas City at Kansas City this week, tough game, at Jacksonville, home to Houston.
So it's going to come down to week 17.
More than likely. Right. But Houston,
has a easier schedule because they play home to Jacksonville this week, home to Cincinnati next week, and then at Tennessee in 3 weeks.
9 wins is going to win their division.
Then I'm going to have to say false, because if there was any way, if I thought Cincinnati could beat Houston, then I would say if it came down to week 17, them two versus each other, I would take Tennessee. But I don't think.
But they have to win. Tennessee has to beat Kansas City.
They have to win.
And they're
this
not
week.
Going to.
I don't think so either, man. I think they're going to be competitive.
I want them to win the AFC South.
Me too, because I'd rather see them in the playoffs than
DeMarco Murray. Hey, DeMarco Murray to Titans in Dallas in the Super Bowl. There you go.
The Murray Bowl.
Yeah.
No, that's a little much for me, but okay.
That'd be great. Broncos will not make the playoffs.
True.
False. I don't see who's going to come up and pass them.
True, because the Raiders will make it.
Kansas City will win the division.
The Raiders will make it. Don't forget, the Ravens and Steelers are right there, too.
But
one of those teams could sneak in.
Steelers are going to win the division.
Steelers could win the division. Ravens could sneak in as the other wild card and leave Denver out.
I know.
I'm going to say true. Denver's not making the playoffs.
I'm going to say false. They're going to make it.
Their run defense has been horrible. And I don't trust Trevor getting anywhere. Giants will be number one seed in NFC. Still possible.
False.
Cowboys have to lose out.
Yeah.
No, two of the last three games they would have to lose. And the Giants could beat the number one seed, because if they're both 12-4, then the Giants.
Giants
have the
are going to lose another game. Yep. No problem. No question. They're going to lose another game because their schedule is ridiculous. Like, they probably got the toughest last four games in the entire league.
I agree. True. I'm not going to say false. I think they have a good shot being the one seed though. Packers will win the NFC North with the injury of Matt Stafford.
False.
They have to win out. The Lions have to
false.
No, nope, false. Matthew Stafford do just enough to win one more game.
And Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay's offense they're not going to do what they did last night every week.
I'm going to say true. I think they come back and win the North.
I hope not.
I'm sick of that guy. And watch them in the playoffs. The Bucks will win the South.
True.
False. I'm going to go with Atlanta. I like Kyle Shanahan and Matt Ryan are doing, man.
I do too, but telling you.
I know Jameis got that moxie, man.
Bucks are going to beat the Cowboys. They're going to be on a roll. They're going to win six in a row. They're going to play Carolina. They're going to win again. And then they get to play New Orleans again. They're going to win.
I'm going to say true. Looking at their schedule, I think they lose to Dallas. But I think they beat New Orleans and Carolina.
But you're going to have to
find. Atlanta's going to lose.
To who, though?
I think they might lose this week. Who they got?
No, they play San Francisco, and then they play
Carolina.
They're not
losing to San Francisco.
They play San Francisco, Carolina, and
this isn't my official pick, but I'm going San Francisco to beat them.
Ooh.
And Carolina and New Orleans next week.
Upset.
Listen.
Did you see what they just did to the Rams?
Listen, as my friend Bermani Jones has said, do you really trust the Falcons ever? No.
I trust them more than the 49ers.
Listen, when they do something good, they usually do something bad the next week. I'm just saying, watch them this week.
I'm telling you, Carolina is going to ruin it for them.
No, I do think Carolina will ruin it for them.
That would be lovely.
I do believe Christmas Eve, Carolina will ruin it for
them.
Because
they ruined their perfect season last year, they'll play hard and ruin it for them this year.
I agree.
And then might even just roll over and lay an egg against Tampa so that Tampa wins the division.
Right. I agree. I think it's a real possibility, but I do think there's a chance 49ers beating them this week. I'm telling you, listen, that defense could get every time. Don't believe too much in the Falcons. All right, well, there you go. There's our true or false for this week. I'll come up with some more next week. Some college football news real fast. Lane Kiffin's new coach at Florida Atlantic.
The Owls, baby.
His new contract is worth close to $1 million a year for 5 years. He made $1.4 million at Bama as OC.
It ain't about the money for him. It's about getting from under Nick Saban. He is tired of Nick Saban breathing down his neck, talking crap to him like he is an inefficient child.
I think it's a really good step for him. He gets to go back and say, I can be a head coach. It's not a big school. Not a lot expected here of him. If he makes bowl games, if he wins 7 or 8 games and has a nice looking offense, it definitely leads to bigger positions
later. And we know big jobs will be opening again.
Yep. But Houston would have been the better place because they have a winning tradition. Florida Atlantic, you got to start from scratch. You got to build up the whole program. I don't know if he can do that because everywhere he's been, he ain't built anything as a tradition. It's more leftover, and then he runs into
how crazy is this? Look at the state of Florida.
No, hold on. That's where I was getting ready to go. Don't go there yet. I'm going to ask that question. I know where you're going. I wanted to ask this. Charlie Strong is the new head coach at South Florida. What do you think of the hiring?
I love it.
Get back on that high horse, man.
Mm-hmm. I think it's great for him.
It's kind of just like Louisville.
Now I'm going to go to the question. I'd like the question. How good are the coaches in Florida, especially recruiting? Because now you got Jimbo. You got Lane Kiffin, Charlie Strong.
Mark Richt
at Miami.
Jim McElwain
at Florida.
The only person I don't know is the UCF coach. I don't know who that is, but that poor guy.
Oh, Scott Frost.
Yeah, but he's
going
to have a hard time walking around recruiting people.
Think about Florida,
with Jimbo
though.
And Charlie Strong and Lane Kiffin and Mark Richt are walking to your door.
So, all right, the question is, I mean, think about how good the state of Florida is. Anybody that's not in the state of Florida trying to recruit players, you ain't getting players from Florida anymore.
Mm-mm.
They're not leaving the state.
Well, I wouldn't leave either. The go-to play in a cold weather city.
No, a lot of people go with different places. Clemson,
they go to Texas,
you know,
Alabama.
Texas. They go.
I mean, but like, I wouldn't go to Michigan. I wouldn't go to Ohio State. I know
people
they're great
go to Texas,
but
though.
It's cold. Texas. People go to Texas.
No, people go to Michigan now though because of Harbaugh. I mean, think how big Harbaugh did that satellite camp of Florida last year,
and that
to
was
get
his
people
big,
coming.
His big push. To
he
get
ain't gonna be able to do that anymore with these coaches. Mm-mm. With these other coaches in Florida.
I mean, honestly, Jimbo kind of jumped down to like the third or fourth most popular coach, like hot name coach, especially now that he's removed from winning the national championship a couple years. The only thing is if you're a quarterback and you choose one of those guys to go play for, it's going to be Jimbo Fisher because he's put all of his quarterbacks in the NFL.
Do you? Lane Kiffin's the hot name in Florida
now.
Yeah,
but you're talking about even if you're not that great, he got E.J. Manuel drafted. He got Christian Ponder drafted. In the first round,
Jameis Winston was number one
overall.
Winston. Francois, if he leaves after next year, he's going to be a top five pick. So there you go.
I mean, you know, you're forgetting Scott Frost. I think Scott Frost is a hot name in South Florida.
And plus,
UCF.
These kids want to go where they're going to be on nationally televised games. And there's only a handful of schools in Florida that are going to offer you the nationally televised games, the big-time games, the ABC Saturday night game.
ESPN will put Lane Kiffin on TV.
Yeah, he will.
All right.
Yeah,
they will get him
on TV. Will they put him on ABC, ESPN,
no.
8 o'clock?
No,
the ABC game
they'll give him ESPN, too.
They'll give him ESPN, too. ESPN, right ahead.
Say what you want the 8 o'clock Saturday night game. The biggest thing on college sports right now is ESPN Watch Now. Because you watch any game you want, anytime, anywhere, any place.
Also,
don't feel bad
about those like Florida Atlantic playing on Thursday night or Wednesday nights, because that's a good recruiting tool. Be like, hey, we're not a huge school, but we're the only game on Wednesday night, and people are watching football.
I'll go back to Ole Miss thing. You know, years ago when Hugh Freeze took over, they didn't have anything coming there. Now he's got recruits coming every year. Because they wanted to build a tradition. Mm-hmm. Some of these guys go to these schools that haven't done nothing in a long time because they want to be the ones to build something. I can see him getting a top 20.
Let me play devil's advocate. As a kid recruit, you know these big name coaches took these small school jobs. How long are they really going to be there?
Yeah.
You guarantee yourself 4 years. What if that coach has 2 awesome years? They're going to leave
Jimbo. That's what Jimbo and Mark Richt are going to get to go in and say.
Yeah.
Because Mark Rick's going to get to go in there and be like, yeah, sure, you go play for Lane Kiffin.
But in 2 years, he's going to be out of there.
When the USC guy gets fired, well, he's never going to go to USC again. But you know what I mean? Hey, when
UCLA opens up.
Yep. Who do you think's going to, you know, Lane Kiffin's going to be on that? You know, Charlie Strong, he's going to be trying to get out of there.
He wants to get back to a big-time program.
Yeah,
so.
But I think Lane Kiffin is that talk. He's a smooth enough
talker. Oh, no, he's good.
He's going to talk to him into staying there. Hey, look at what I can do for you in 2 years, even if I leave after the third year.
Yep.
You can be, you know, I've already put you on TV twice a year. You're the second year I'm going to make you even a Heisman candidate. I don't know. You know, you never know if the guy go undefeated. Look at freaking the kid, Corey from Western Michigan, the wide receiver. Oh, you can go to a small school and still get Heisman votes.
Sure, look, Randy Moss.
So, you know.
I mean, if you got talent, they'll find you.
But good for the state of Florida, man. I think Charlie Strong's going to do a great job at South Florida.
And USF isn't a bad school. It's it's a pretty nice school. They had a couple bad years.
They got some beautiful girls that go to that school.
Some other news, Lamar Jackson won the Heisman. There's no doubt, man. He's going to win.
He was awesome. Sucks he lost.
Watson made it close, but, you know, Jackson was going to win it.
I'm going to tell you what, though. This should have been my rant. It was a crying damn shame that Dalvin Cook finished tied for 10th. Lower than a guy who had 300 less yards than him and 5 touchdowns less than he did.
No love for Dalvin Cook.
Killing me, man.
Best offensive player for Florida State. When Florida State got high, it was because Dalvin Cook got healthy. I don't understand it, man.
I mean, he got like all-pro running back, but like he couldn't win. I mean, he wasn't going to win player of the year in the ACC or anything. You cry all you want. But you know what? When Dalvin Cook's ripping it up in the damn NFL next year, go ahead. Come on. And you know what? There's talks that my man might actually stay because his little brother is supposed to be coming into the school next year, and he wants to play on the same team as his little brother.
Are you done?
That would be cool.
Are you done crying?
Are you done being an asshole?
I was just wondering if you're done crying. Oh, that's all I hear. My quarterback got hit. I throw a flag. Anyway, that's there. Oh, sorry, that's Cam Newton.
No, I'm used
to that. Was Jameis Winston, too. Oh, I was running for it. Throws my flag. Where's my flag?
No,
that's every quarterback in the league. They always want flags.
No, I know. I'm just messing with you.
Not that boy, DeAndre Francois. He just keeps getting them bullets.
Do you want you got any bowl games coming up this weekend you want to talk about real fast? I mean, I know you got the Raging Cajun, the R&L Bowl.
Hey, I'm telling you, or whatever. Watch that New Orleans Bowl. The New Orleans Bowl, them Raging Cajuns, the UL Lafayette Raging Cajuns, they always put on a show. It's going to be good.
All right. Big Shot, he wasn't here for last week's show where we had to go through every bowl. I'm sorry y'all did. I had to stick to it, but, you know, sorry. Anyway, let's go into it real fast. Top five this week. We're going to do a top five. Top five jerseys, number one in all sports. Let's go around the table. Number five, who you got?
I got Ozzie Smith.
We're number five, really?
Yes.
All right. Who you got number five?
Penny Hardaway.
Good one. Tracy McGrady is mine.
T-Mac.
Who you got number four?
Warren Moon, baby.
That high? That low? Wow, okay. Yeah. Who you got?
My number four was Ozzie Smith.
That look, all right. I've got Penny Hardaway.
You're talking to a non-baseball guy, though.
I got you. I gave him respect. I got Penny number four. I love Penny,
number
by
three
way,
for favorite. Me? Sorry, dog. Big Shot, Chauncey Billups.
Oh, I forgot Chauncey.
That's a good
one.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Finals MVP, man.
6 straight Eastern Conference Finals. I'll take Tracy McGrady with my number three selection.
I'm going with Ozzie Smith, the Wizard of Oz. I'm going with him. He was the best shortstop in the game. Who you got number two?
All right, so it's kind of a little bit of a cheat because technically he don't wear this number anymore. But I went with Larry Fitzgerald at the University of Pittsburgh. He wore number one in his collegiate career, but he is one of the greatest college receivers of all time. Up there with Calvin Johnson, guys like that. So I'm going Larry Fitz.
I went Mr. Moon. He had a whole bunch of passing yards.
A ton of passing yards.
40,000 Hall of Famer. He could sling that rock, man.
I'm going with Warren Moon as well. Listen, for what he did, CFL, everywhere else, went to Houston, all the yards, the longevity of his career, and really, to me, the first African-American great quarterback. I mean, you know, he made a stamp for these other guys to come along, Jameis Winston, everybody else, Cam Newton, all these other guys playing quarterback now. Number one.
All right. Greatest athlete of all time.
Wearing number one.
Jim Thorpe was number one? Yep. He wore number one when he played football. He's an Olympic gold medalist. He's a football player. He's a basketball player.
They have an award in college football that's named after this man.
He is the greatest athlete of all time.
I'm very surprised you didn't pick the one. You didn't put my guy on here. I'll tell you
he
who
he was a punter, too, by the way.
Who you got number one?
The Big O, Mr. Triple-double a season himself.
Yeah, I got big. I got Oscar Robertson as well. I'm surprised you didn't put him on the list.
Honestly, I missed that one.
All right.
Oscar Robertson was a better player than Chauncey Billups, but as I was going through.
I mean, you know Chauncey. You've seen Chauncey's game.
Yeah, I never watched Oscar Robertson play. Plus, Russell Westbrook's going to break that record anyway, so.
He's still, man. I mean,
no,
this guy
I mean,
did
I'm not,
a whole
no
season,
disrespect
man.
To the Big O, but.
Yeah, you did.
But I can't believe you guys left. In my he is one of the greatest athletes of all time.
No, Jim Thorpe.
Olympian.
Jim Thorpe's a good one.
Jim Thorpe definitely can get on that list, too. I mean, there's going to be some honorable mentions. Everybody can't make the top five, you know. It's just personal preference.
Is there any preference, any honorable mentions you want to add?
Nope.
All right.
I guess I'll put Oscar Robertson.
Big O.
Number
Big
one. O. Number ones are kind of tough. Yeah. Who was it? I could see somebody put Derrick Rose back in his day.
See,
when,
only
for
like
a while.
2 years though.
He was the MVP.
Yeah,
but yeah, I could see it. All right, let's go into our next.
Shoot, you could put Cam Newton up there. He had an MVP season.
Yeah, see, that's what I was thinking too. Like, because I went with the Larry Fitzgerald thing, and I went with that because his pro career has been just as good as his college career. But I was going to put somebody like Gary Sheffield. He wore number one for like one season. But I was like, I don't really want to do that.
So next week, number twos?
Number twos.
We already know who the top number two is.
I really don't want to do Moses Malone. I don't really want to do a lot.
Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, all right. I know where you're going. DJ.
You know what? Yeah, exactly.
Showtime, baby.
But you can't do any. We're not going to do zeros, all right? Because there's not a lot. Westbrook, you could add, but
Russell Westbrook, Gilbert Arenas,
yeah, shotgun himself.
There you go, two people.
Some NBA talk right now. Russell Westbrook ended his seven straight games with triple double, stopped at seven. It was impressive.
Shy.
Yeah, well, he couldn't go after it was tough. Some games going on. Let's see some big games right now going on. You got Portland and Clippers. Portland's kind of bad, right? I mean, 12 and 13. You got the Grizzlies playing the Cavs tomorrow night.
That should be fun.
That's a big game.
They waxed Golden State the other night.
The Warriors playing the Pelicans. Pelicans beating them once. Let's see some other games going on. The Hornets played Wizards. Our division is horrible, by the way. And the Cavs played the Grizzlies once again next Wednesday night. It's a home and home series between them. And that, I'm going to go to Thursday. Blazers playing at Denver. That is about it. Yeah, that's it.
You got San Antonio Phoenix. Phoenix is a nice young team that if you want to see some points, Devin Booker, man, that guy gets buckets.
Why didn't we draft
him? I don't know. We wanted Frank Kaminsky for some reason.
Taking Justice Winslow too.
Jeez.
Or those six draft picks.
Yeah, give me
anything.
That. Although Frank ain't been doing too bad.
He's had a good quarter here and a good quarter there.
He'll be all right.
He has done well. Y'all got anything else?
I do not.
Do not?
No.
All right.
All right. Well, I guess that is going to do it for this week. Of the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host. I'm Too Legit.
Big Shot, Bob.
And, of course, I'm Rocky. You can catch us everywhere.
Side piece.
Good day. It's too hard to sleep. I got the sheets on the floor.